Welcome to this Christian Aid service this morning. The theme of today's service is Faithful Action. The materials used are adapted from Christian Aid. In the Bible at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24, it says, "The one who calls you is faithful." God's boundless love and care for us is offered to us at every moment. We are called to show the faithful and compassionate nature of God in all that we say and do. This morning, we're going to hear about two brave women, Frieda Mora and Belinda Cassoody. That's Belinda in this slide. The next slide, that slide there, shows Frieda and Belinda and their families. Belinda has a husband and children, and Frieda has twin sons, and that's her grandson beside her. She's lost her husband. Life is very hard. They're urban farmers in the informal settlement of Dairongeti in Nairobi, Kenya. Life here is very hard. Access to necessities of life, such as running water and sanitation, is limited. Parents wake up each day knowing that if they don't earn enough, their children won't eat that evening. But mothers like Frieda and Belinda are determined to change their lives and those of their children. They have seized the opportunity to grow vegetables in the smallest and most unlikely places, providing food, nutrition, income and opportunities for their families. As Frieda tells us in the next slide, "It's hard, but in God I trust for the strength to keep going every day." Let us begin this service with the call to worship. Please join in the words in bold. Creator of all, you are faithful to the world you have made. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. Giver of abundant life, you long for our flourishing. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. Good shepherd of the sheep, you know us and love us. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. Lord, as we gather in prayer and praise, we ask that you renew our faith and form us into one body, ready to serve you. Amen. Our first hymn this morning is "We Are Marching in the Light of God." It was a song originally from South Africa, a beautiful Zulu song, which was transcribed by Andreas von Todder in 1952 into a Christian hymn. We are singing three verses, although in the hymn book it's only got one verse. We are going to sing, "We are marching in the light of God, then we are living in the light of God, and we are moving in the light of God." We'll now stand to sing hymn 516, "We Are Marching in the Light of God."
Yeah. Let us pray.
Faithful God, we come before you with our gifts and strengths and with our faults and weaknesses, knowing your unfailing love for us. Open our hearts and our minds that we may hear your word and act on it. Foster in us boldness and perseverance. Transform us into your likeness and inspire us to build your kingdom of justice and love on earth. Amen. Now today I've said it's Christian Aid Sunday. Does anybody know anything about Christian Aid? Can you remember last year at Christian Aid? Any idea of the things that Christian Aid does? Well, the next two slides will tell us. Christian Aid, it's an international charity inspired by Christian faith and hope. So it's not just a British charity, it's worldwide. It was formed in Britain by UK churches more than 80 years ago. Well, that's a long time, isn't it? Working across the world with partner organisations to tackle poverty and respond to emergencies. That means that it works with people in the other countries to help the people in the country, and it also, if there's something dreadful happens in the world, they will send people over to try and help with supplies and food and anything they need if it's flooding or something like that. So Christian Aid does that. The next slide tells us how the three main ways it works. It supports people to live the life they want, free from poverty and from injustice. They respond to emergencies, as I've talked about, and they call on leaders to act justly for people everywhere. They often have campaigns and things to ask the governments to help in other countries. So that tells us roughly what Christian Aid does. And as this is the beginning of Christian Aid Week, we're going to say a special prayer for Christian Aid. This is a special prayer that was written for Christian Aid Week. Let us pray. Gracious God, we are unsure of the things we should do or say. We look to you. We remember that you taught us about love and forgiveness, and we are comforted. You show mercy and faithfulness. Give us strength that changes us, hope that feeds us, love that moves us. Help us to respond to the needs of others. And we'll now pray together with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it hath. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, this year, Christian Aid have chosen to focus on Nairobi. And this is a slide of Nairobi. You can see it's a really big city. Lots of skyscrapers and lots of streets and business and businesses going on there. Does anybody know where Nairobi is? And it was in? They forgot. Well, it's in a place called Africa, the continent of Africa. And the next slide shows us a world map. And that, down at the bottom there, that arrow going up there shows you where Africa is. It's a big country. It's a big continent. And then the other arrow goes way up to the top, to the north, and that's where Scotland is. And that's pointing to Scotland, which is really high up there, and a very small country. So you can see the difference between us. And if you look at the next slide, we see that the place in Africa where Nairobi comes from is Kenya. The next slide shows us this. There's Kenya at that little bit there at the side of the continent of Africa. That's where Kenya is. And that's where we find Nairobi. And the next slide shows us Nairobi again. Nairobi is a very big city, as I said, and thousands of people live there. In fact, more than thousands, 5 million people live there. So it's a really big city. They have to, thousands of people in Africa had to move to Nairobi because the climate changed so much in Africa, they couldn't grow their food. So they couldn't get money to buy food. So they had to go and find some work so they could get money to help their children. And in Africa, you've got to pay for going to school, for any work you get done in the hospital. So the people from the countryside, the poor people, had to move to Nairobi. But Nairobi is a very big city, and it was full of these buildings, and they couldn't find anywhere to live. So they had to build places called settlements. And these are rough areas where they've got like corrugated iron to build the buildings where they can live. They moved from many parts of people, and they end up living in these settlements. And one of the settlements is Dagoretti, and this is where we find Frida and Belinda. And this is Dagoretti here. You can see it, maybe not very clearly, but in this slide here, these are all the buildings in the distance, and this at the front here is some crops, because Christian Aid is supporting a partner agency in Dirangeti to help grow crops, and it's called the Beacon of Hope, and they are providing ways that the families can, if we look at the next slide, we can see this is going to be the film of the Beacon of Hope, and it tells us what they're going to do. Now I'm going to sit over here so that I can read some of the words, because they're not speaking in English, some of the people. So we'd let you see what they're saying. We'll listen to the film.
Nairobi. The population is increasing, the cost of living is rising, and the climate is changing. And as a result, people are struggling to find work, to find food, and also to educate their children.
When I wake up, I have a lot of worries. How will I pay for my children's school fees? Will there be enough food? At the heart of this crowded city, green shoots are growing. In unexpected places, this is Frida. I had fewer responsibilities when my husband was arrived, like paying the rent, paying school fees, paying the hospital. But now I'm responsible for everything. It's hard. But I trust in God.
Here in Dagoretti, people face so many challenges that include food insecurity and limited access to basic services,
and
such as healthcare,
access to water and
clean water, and limited access to land.
And limited access to land. Urban farming is growing hope as parents like Frida establish tiny space-saving gardens. At first, I didn't understand what it meant. I was wondering, where can someone farm here in Nairobi? Through the classes, I discovered I could farm here, right where I stand. I learned that here in Nairobi, you can farm where you live, even if you don't have land. Farming has changed my life. I am proud to eat what I have produced. I am proud to grow food without chemicals. That makes me happy.
Our work focuses on
one life-changing goal, to help families grow their own nutritious organic vegetables, to eat and to sell, and take advantage of the tiny places available in the informal settlements.
In partnership with Christian Aid, we
have been able to the community members here. We start with the basics, training them on making compost, making seeds, and also raising short saplings. We train them on urban farming techniques, multi-story garden, vertical sacks, cone gardens and sack gardens, and even hydroponics. These methods mean families can still grow enough food to feed themselves and find surplus to sell. I'm grateful because Beacon of Hope taught me how to earn money. Now I go to the market and trade. This is how I earn my living.
We know the story of the mustard seed
from Luke's Gospel. It is a very small seed that grew into a big garden that everyone could shade under.
My
work helps people that their mustard seed can grow and can support generations for many, many years. Now I can plan better and buy the things I need because I know that tomorrow the money will come again. Because
in
my
Kenya
vegetables
and in UK,
will grow. In Kenya and in the UK, our small actions can grow beyond what we thought
Get
possible.
Get involved this Christian Aid Week. With every donation, we can make a difference together.
So that's telling us that we can all work together to help these people in Nairobi this Christian Aid Week. The next slide shows you Belinda with her cone garden. And she gets help to grow in very small places. Well, I thought if they can make a cone garden, I'll have a go at making a cone garden. So I've made a cone garden of my own to show you how you can grow vegetables in a very small space. Now they put their big cone on the land, but I had to put it onto a tray. So I could put it, bring it here. And I started off with a circle at the bottom. It's actually my sieve for the soil. Then I put quite a big pot there, and then a small pot there. And in the bottom, I put some compost. And this, do you know what this is? Beetroot, good grace. And then here I've got, good, well done. And up here, it's something that grows very quick and it's round and you have it in salads. It can be peppery. No. Oh, it's got a round and it's red.
Beach.
It's a radish. So that's radish up there. But you can eat the tops of it as well. You can eat that as a salad. So this cone garden, I'm going to keep it and see if I can grow something for my vegetables for my Sunday dinner. Beetroot, carrot and some radish for my salad. So that shows you that in this, and why do you think this would be easier to keep than a great big garden? It's the watering, because I can put the water in there. And it can go down to these plants and to these plants. And that's the kind of things that Beacon of Hope have shown the people that they can do, that even on the ground, in these narrow, narrow alleyways, they can grow some vegetables. And they grow so much that they can take it to the market and sell it and get some money as well to feed their families. So that's one way that we can help this Christian Aid Week. We can also grow our own food in Scotland in a small space. The next slide is taken from my garden. When I lived down at Stogwood, I had a great big garden. So I love gardening. And we grew lots and lots of vegetables in great big plots, digging the ground and putting all the plants in. But I moved to Carluke, and it's a much smaller garden. So I had to find other ways that I could grow my vegetables. So I've got two raised beds in my garden, and there I've got peas, beetroot, carrot, onions, leeks, and lettuce. I just grow things that I like to eat. I've also, down in at that other corner near Audrey, the sacks. You saw them in Nairobi, they had sacks. Well, I've got sacks with potatoes in them. And I'm growing just now. The potatoes are just starting to grow. The heads are coming up. And I fill up the sack with soil as the potatoes come up. And I get enough potatoes to last me right up to Christmas and beyond. Then at the front of my shed there, I've got wheat rocks and I've got herbs in it because I like to cook. So I can go out and cut herbs and I can cook with them. So we all can use our small spaces to grow our food. I've got here for you to take to the jigsaw that you're going to do next week, because Lynn's telling me you're busy just now and you're going to do some fundraising next week. And it's some questions about and some quizzes to fill in about Kenya and Nairobi. I'll give them to Jane and she can keep them for you for next week. Before you go to Jigsaw, though, we're going to sing a song that we did last year. Now, you maybe don't remember it. It's White Justice Flow Like a River. It was from Fishy Music, and it's got the actions. It's like, justice flow like a river. We want a fair world for all. And then it goes on to say, leaders, will you listen? But what we need to do is, we just need to do the actions at the chorus, and we can sing the verses from the slides. Thank you, Laura Jane.
To ours, the global climate is changing.
Audra's going to play a wee bit. Are you going to do it, Audra? She's going to play a wee bit of the tune of the hymn, a new hymn we're going to sing later on. There are two readings this morning. The first is from Acts of the Apostle and the second from John's Gospel. Wilma is going to read for us this morning. Wilma.
First reading is taken from Acts chapter 17, verses 22 to 31. Paul then stood up in the meeting of the Areopagus and said, "People of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious. For as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, 'To an unknown God.' So you are ignorant of the very thing you worship, and this is what I am going to proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by human hands. And he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything. Rather, he himself gives everyone life and breath and everything else. From one man he made all the nations, that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring. Therefore, since we are God's offspring, we should not think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image made by human design and skill. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent, for he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to everyone by raising him from the dead." Second reading, John chapter 14, verses 15 to 21. Jesus promises the Holy Spirit. "If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you, and be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Amen.
Thank you, Wilma. We will sing a song about love, hymn 519, Love Divine. When we watch TV or on our mobile phones or even at the shops, we are aware of all the adverts for the next new gadget, new update or new ideas. Sometimes we are attracted by the latest craze, whatever that may be. In Acts 17 verse 21, immediately before our reading today, the residents of the first century Athens are characterised as people who are always telling or hearing about something new. They want to hear Paul speak because they are interested in the new God he is talking about. Might this be a God, a contender for inclusion into their worship along with all their other gods? Is Paul's God a new and improved version of an idol they already worship? Paul's answer to them is a surprise. Instead of delivering a promotional pitch for this new deity, Paul tells them that they have already encountered God without knowing it, and that God is going to turn upside down all their ideas about the divine. Paul's message to the Athenians is that the God he preaches is not just another option alongside others. God does not lack anything or need anything. God does not need to be worshipped or idolized. God is not a power to be harnessed or a force to be defeated by human beings. Instead, God is the creator of every living thing, the source of existence itself. God created human beings in God's image and is as close to them as a parent to their child. So the Athenians have already encountered God because it is in God that they live and move and have their being. Nothing that exists is outside of God's loving attention as creator. The final part of Paul's message is that if those who hear him believe what he says is true, then this will change their lives. God is not served by human-made statues. God gave us Jesus to show us how we should live, and that God has set a day when he will judge the world with justice. So we should serve God by the way we live. To serve the just and loving Creator, we must embody justice and love in our own lives. The Athenians were keen to hear about a new God, and the only way they could find out about this news was to listen to Paul and to ask questions. Nowadays, one of the sources through which we hear about the experience of our global neighbours is through the news media. But as the word news suggests, the stories in the media report are shaped by our attraction to the latest news. As quickly as one crisis appears in the headlines, another takes its place, simply because it's now news. There are many communities whose stories are absent from the headlines altogether. How many of us knew about the difficulties faced by those living in informal settlements in Kenya before hearing about Frida and Belinda? The day-to-day struggle that people face in Derongeti will never be deemed newsworthy. The challenge for us, Paul's message runs counter to our attraction to the new. It focuses our attention instead on the deep and constant faithfulness of God, who is present in all people as creator. This is important to Frida. It is God who gives her the strength each day, as she says, "In God I trust." Paul's message also challenges us to consider how we are serving God. Are we creating a big show of faithfulness as shiny and impressive as an Athenian statue? Are we forgetting that what God values and what we will be judged on is how we reflect the image of the Creator in our lives? What can we do this Christian Aid Week in response to this challenge? In our second reading, we hear Jesus tell his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commands." In chapter 13 of John's Gospel, Jesus gives his disciples a new commandment. "Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another." Jesus says, "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples." Love in action, our calling. This commandment comes just after Judas leaves the Last Supper to betray Jesus
And just before Jesus predicts that Simon Peter will deny knowing him, the commandment to love is surrounded by failure to show love in action. Yet love persists, even as the disciples fall short of what they are called to do. You may have heard this saying, love conquers all. What Jesus offers is not a conquering love that pushes past and ignores what we get wrong. Instead, he gives us a love that endures. This love will be offered to us precisely in those moments when we feel we least deserve it. In our reading today, Jesus tells his disciples that they will never be alone. The Holy Spirit is coming, and they can be assured of God's faithful, constant presence forever. And Jesus tells the disciples too that the love he has given them is theirs to share. If we love Jesus, then we will keep his command to love one another. This love does not have meek boundaries. We are not asked to love only those who we like, or only those who have never wronged us, or only those who offer us something in return. If we are to love Jesus by loving as he does, we must love abundantly and show that love in action. This is what marks out the followers of Jesus. We will make mistakes. We will fall short. But we will be called again and again to the work of love. Frida and Belinda are leading the way for us by putting their faith, hope, and love into action. They are led by love for their families and neighbours. They find strength in their trust in God. And they are unstoppable in this hope for a better future for themselves and their communities. For Belinda, the connection between neighbours in Derengeti is vitally important. She says, "We all live in this environment. We have the same struggles. We help each other in everything. It is very important so that there is no one who carries too much themselves." Belinda tells Christian Aid that there are two things she does when she faces a challenge. She says, "Most of the time I pray. Then also I have a friend who I share with. She gives me advice and I become strong. If you love me, you will keep my commandments," Jesus says. And that includes the commandment to keep loving and to keep putting our love into action. This Christian Aid week, if you feel that you don't have much to offer, then why not follow Belinda's example? First, talk to God in prayer. Talk about the mistakes you have made and the challenges you face. Ask God to show that you are loved. Then talk to a friend about what you can do. You might be surprised by just how much of a difference you can make. Love in action can change the world. Amen. Our next hymn was written by John Bell and Graham Moll, part of the Iona Community Wild Goose Propagation. This hymn tells us about the Holy Spirit. It makes the Spirit female. It starts with creation, where the Spirit is hovering over the waters. The last verse refers to Jesus giving the gift of the Spirit to the believers. We don't know this hymn, but I hope you'll give it a go. Audrey has played over the tune, but she'll play over the tune for us twice more before we begin. And we'll see the words on the screen to the first verse so that we can see how it fits in.
Well done. When you came into church this morning, you would all receive a Christian Aid envelope inside your order of service. And at the front there, we can see Frida and her grandson, Quillen. Frida and Belinda are growing hope for their families through the help of Christian Aid and Beacon of Hope. The next two slides show them as urban farmers. Putting a donation into these envelopes will help support the urban farmers of Derengeti. As an example, £5 could buy seeds to kickstart a family's healthy vegetable garden. £15 could buy the hand tools for an urban farmer like Frida to tend their crops. £30 could buy a trio of cone garden planters to host dozens of plants in a tiny city space. Take your envelope away with you this morning to donate to Christian Aid. Filled envelopes can be returned, and there's a bucket at the back of the church where they can be put. If you know of anyone else who would like to donate, please take extra envelopes. We'll now sing a Christian Aid hymn. It's 544, When I Needed a Neighbour. 544. Now the offering will be uplifted. Let us pray. Bless these offerings, whether given by cash, envelope, or through a standing order. May they be used in faithful action to extend your kingdom here and forth. Amen. Now Laura Jane will lead us in the prayer for others. This prayer again is adapted from Christian Aid.
Throughout this prayer will be a response. When I say, Lord, you are faithful and just in your mercy, you respond with, hear our prayer. Let us pray together. Lord, you are faithful and just in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, hear us as we pray for our global neighbours in Kenya. We pray especially for the residents of Dagoretti. We hold before you all people forced to live in poor housing without reliable access to running water, sanitation or electricity. We pray for those who live with uncertainty and the threat of hunger each day. Help us to hear clearly the voices of our neighbours when they share their experiences. Inspire us to action as we respond to your command to love one another. Lord, you are faithful and just. In your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, hear us as we pray for those with power, for governments, leaders, lawmakers, and those who speak with loud voices on the public stage. May those who have power and influence love mercy, act justly, and walk humbly. We pray for governments to take action to end economic inequality. We pray especially for countries like Kenya who are carrying an unjust debt burden. Instill in us a voice that speaks truth to power. Lord, you are faithful and just. In your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, hear us as we pray for an end to conflict. Strengthen those who are working for peace and justice across the world. We pray especially for peace in the Middle East, for Iran and the United States of America. May they work together to find a peaceful solution to the war. We pray for an end to the war in Ukraine. Show us how to seek peace and pursue it in our lives. Lord, you are faithful and just. In your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, hear us as we pray for all those known to us who are sick or suffering. May they find healing. Bless those who mourn and give them your comfort. Fill us with compassion for all those in need of support. Lord, you are faithful and just. In your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, hear us as we pray with thanksgiving for change makers. We are thankful for bold and courageous urban farmers like Frida and Belinda, who show us what is possible. We pray for Beacon of Hope. We ask that you sustain and guide urban farmers as they grow food, protect their children from hunger, and nurture hope. We thank you for all who are giving, acting, and praying this Christian Aid Week. Lord, you are faithful and just. In your mercy, hear our prayer. Great is your faithfulness, Lord. You have promised to hear us when we call upon you. Receive these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Laura Jane. Just a reminder of how you can be involved with Christian Aid fundraising activities throughout May. All money spent in the Rainforest Cafe this Sunday will go to Christian Aid. Walk 70k in May. It's not too late to take a sponsor form and complete 7 20-minute walks over a week in May. Christian Aid quizzes. They're available at £1. This is the last week, a chance. They're due next week. Cake and bake stall. We all like something nice to eat. That'll be in the large hall after the service next Sunday. If you've got any donations, they would be most welcome before the service. Thank you. And there's the curry night on Monday, the 18th of May at 6:30. I know there's a few in the church who like a curry, so come along to that. It's only £8. That's cheap for a curry. And the tickets will be available at the back of the church and from the cafe. Our closing hymn is hymn 583, Spirit Divine, Attend Our Prayer. May Jesus, who is the way, guide you. May Jesus, who is the truth, speak through you. May Jesus, who is the life, fill you with purpose. And may God's blessing go with you today and always. Amen.